Teda or Vayetze, page Chaf Aleph. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that about this Yaakov Avinu taking the stone. How does the stone become a Beis Elokim? And then it's masculine and feminine. And he says, initially Yaakov Avinu took a bunch of stones, Avonim, plural, and then he made them into one. And then so he says, what does it mean? So Yaakov goes from Beersheva to Choron. Yaakov is Yud Okev, the highest level of Elokus coming to Okev, which is the level of Choron. And Sabe Shuas Yaakov, Yeshua says, the Shin Ayin Nahedin, the 370 revelations of Elokus that Yaakov Avinu brings down. And Shah also means the turning. Okay, so what did Yaakov Avinu wanted to do? Yaakov Avinu wanted to take the pluralism, the diversity of world, and make it into one. Okay, so he says, like, and then he started going through the whole thing. Avonim are called, letters are called stones, they're daimim, and therefore it's not connected at all to the Seichel, but the Seichel is revealed through the Avonim. Okay. Okay, so we're going to start. Okay, three lines from the end of the first column. So he says that, okay, you know what? Stop, five lines from the end of the first column. Even though as great and vast as the universe is, the whole source is, it only comes in the level of Malchut, which is Dvar Havaya, that keeps him existence from nothing into something. They're limited creations. There's a limited amount. Like he says, from the earth to heaven, is it going to 500 years? He says, the whole worldly creations comes to the level of Malchus, which is the lowest of all the attributes, and therefore it's nothing compared to the infinite revelation of Hashem. And therefore, because it's so much lower, they can't get their existence from Devar Hashem. Which are inanimate objects, meaning, in order for the infinite level of Hashem to come to create a finite world, it needs to go through a Tzimtzum process. Like we said, you can't just cut infinite in half. It has to go through a retraction, removal, limitation, concealment level. Like it says, Kodesh Hashem Tzvok, Kodesh Hashem Tzvokis. Very commandment as all Eisabit Tzivinshuli Af, Shehem Elef Alofim. Even though there's thousands, Elef Alofim Yeshuv and Shemeni. V'ribir Avavim Kadmohi. Like it says, Ayesh Mispa Lugdudov. And he says, in other words, even though, like he says, the Gemara asks the question. One Pasuk says, the Gemara Chagiga, Elef Alofim V'ribir Avavim Yisham Shemuni. Which means, 1,000,000, 10,000 times 10,000 are the amount of angels that serve me. Okay? So as much as it is, 1,000 times 1,000, 10,000 times 10,000, it's still limited. Another Pasuk says, Ayesh Mispa Lugdudov, is there amount for his hosts, for their troops? It's infinite. So one Pasuk is saying basically the Malachim are infinite. Another Pasuk says Malachim are finite amount. Right? So L'chayru, which one is it? So the Gemara answers, this that we say 1,000,000, that's the amount of one legion. But how many legions are there? Infinite amount of legions. By the way, it's interesting. Davening we say every day, Meina Mispar Lakichovim. Hashem counts the number of stars, which means stars are not infinite. There's a finite amount of stars. It might be a lot, but there's still, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Meina Mispar Lakichovim, that there's a limited amount of stars. Im Kozeh. Because they're still limited, chayusim enel mechinas eis echad bovad. In other words, there might be infinite amount of malachim, let's say, but each malach is a finite creature. It's a finite being. So therefore, it can't be getting life directly from the infinite aspect of Hashem, because then it wouldn't be a finite creation. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is saying like this. The limited world, because it's limited, no matter how vast it is, still cannot get life directly from the infinite level of Elokus. Self-understood. It has to go through limitations. Therefore, how did Hashem create this limited world? He spoke. Now, what is spoke? Speech. Letters. Letters are finite. Daimim, inanimate objects. Vinei, bishtaus, liskola elimis, in the chain of all the worlds. Veribir above his madregas, in tens of thousands and tens of thousands of levels, everything is dependent. Hakuelifi eis and serufi eisis, shebochinus dvar Hashem. All depends, in other words, like this. All the creations are dependent on the combination of letters in the beginning of creation that Hashem created the world with. In other words, when Hashem created the world through speech, so Hashem created who knows how many creations. Now, certain creations which are of general nature, Hashem said that to be a Shemesh, that to be a Levana, let there be this and that, general creations. The word Shulchan doesn't say in the beginning of Chumash. Hashem didn't say Yehi Shulchan, or Yehi Kisei, or Yehi whatever. Okay, so where does that get its chayis from? It says that the ten utterances of creation created all the creations of the world. But it doesn't say Yehi Shulchan, Yehi Kisei. So the Alter Rebbe explains in Shayuch of Amuna that it does say it, not directly, through numerical values, acronyms, combination of letters, changing of letters. According to Torah, all these things exist. So based on the combination of the letters of the way Hashem created it, in the Lashon Kodesh name, in the Torah name of it, so that is the chayus of it. What separates a table from a chair? Because this table gets its chayis from the letters Shin, Lamed, Ches, Nun, and the chair gets it from Chav, Samach, Aleph, and the bread gets it from Lamed, Ches, Mem. That's the difference of a combination of letters makes the difference why this is this and why that is that, and why a floor is a floor, which according to Halacha in Torah is called Ritzpah, Reish, Tzadik, Pehei. So that's its highest, that's the highest it gets, meaning this infinite level of Elokus is going through these particular letters of this particular object to create it into a limited form. He says, based on the combination of letters, which is in the level of the word of Hashem, to separate and create separate entity limited creations. So what did Yaakov Avinu, what was his Aveda? Yaakov Avinu wanted to elevate all the world, all the creations of the world, and make him a place of God. He a Beis Elokim. It should be godly. The dwelling place down here. So he says, "Vayikach me'avin lehamokim." Therefore, initially Yaakov took from the stones, plural. Shem Eis Yisabi, which are many letters, meaning many various different creations based on the amount of letters. Va'asamein Evan Achas, and he made one stone, which is a letter Yud, because one thing is like Yud. V'zel va'yosim rashesiv, and therefore he put it around his head. He put the stones around the head. Why? Why it's around the head? So last time we discussed it, but now the Alter Rebbe is explaining a different version. Why did he put the stones around the head? Just like by a person, there's intellect and emotions. lebchinas seichel mid the shem mislabshim b'hem. How do you reveal an intellectual concept? Through letters. Even if you're thinking it, not speaking it, but even when you think, everybody thinks in letters, whatever your language is. When you speak it, it comes into letters. So therefore, just like by a person, there's intellect and emotions, and the letters are in the seichel and the midas. There's a level of Chabad intellect. The Zayin Tachteinim in the seven midas. Raksham hu chok chak leba chachma yediyah mevin leba vina yediyah v'lav mikolin the midas to klal. But lemaila, okay, the seichel is different, the midas are different. Like we say in Batzach Leo. Le'anta chakav leba chachma yediyah v'lav mikolin the midas to klal. Hashem, the midas are different level. But there's still seichel and midas. Over there in Atzilus, the intellect and the emotions of godliness are one with Hashem, not by us. By us is two different things. There's us, there's Seichel, there's me, there's, it's a whole different thing because it's a whole different world. Or like it says, everything is bottled to Hashem. Hashem is Slapshim. Chabad will meet the Shema Esesfir. I mean, in simple English, Alter Rebbe is saying just very simple point. Just like by down here by us, we have intellect and emotions that dress themselves into words, into letters to reveal themselves. If you want to reveal a love, you want to say something, I love you, it has to come into words. You can't go, you know, you're not going to mean anything. You have to, so what happens? This feeling or this intellect manifests itself and reveals itself through letters. Same thing in the heavenly spheres. In the heavenly spheres of intellect, seichel and midas of Atzilus, they also reveal through letters. But over there, the seichel and midas are one with Hashem, and down here, they're not one with Hashem. That's all he's saying. But there is still the letters, the concept of letters that reveal the seichel and the midas. Because without letters, you can't reveal intellect or emotions. Not to yourself and not to somebody else. And not into something else. So he says, okay.
Is there a parallel with the way chemically everything is formulated with our name different things?
What? Yeah, every person's name.
Chemical combination of everything that's
in. Yes. But that's why any two people that have the same name have something in common. If somebody is called Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, right? So why is he called Avram? Because his personal life comes through the letters of Avram, right? Aleph, Beis, Resh, Hei, Mem. Or Yitzchok. Now, so therefore any person that has the name Avram has some connection with each other. Except, it could come down even in those letters, Aleph, Beis, Resh, Hei, Mem, it could come down in infinite ways. Some can have the primary chayis through the letter Aleph, or Beis, or Resh, or Hei, or Mem. So, generally speaking, all Avrams, all Yitzchaks, all Yaakovs have something in common. Now, you can have one Avram who's a tzaddik, and you can have one Avram who's a rasha. And that's not a contradiction. Their lifeline from Hashem has some similarity with it. In detail, it's not the same.
If somebody's name that brings a name, but then somehow it's forgotten and he's called something else.
No.
Does it affect his nature, the new name, or?
I don't know. In halacha, a name that's forgotten is forgotten. Ubchein es dvar havaye meisi, shem es labshin chabad umidus, which are etzes firos el yenis. Okay? That is the dvar Hashem in the higher realm of the spheres. Which is Nukuda Ktanom, and the letter Yud, which is a tiny letter, so therefore he says like this: Yud is the level of Chochma because Yud is the Bittel, but just the dot. That's what a Yud is. And that represents a Chochma. Hey is his Pashkas Erech Verechev, and therefore it's the level of Bina. The same thing. So he says like this: in the heavenly realm, like the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Kei Vav Kei represents all 10 attributes. Yud is Chochma, He is Bina, Vav is the 6 spheres, and He is Malchus. So each one represents a different level of godliness, but that's the way it is up there. Down here, the separate entities. So what did Yaakov Avinu want to do? Dalter Rebbe says now, V'zeh she Yaakov Asim Yikol Avonim Evan Achaz, he made it Eis Yud. La Leisel Nebuchinus Chochma Yilof. In other words, Yaakov Avinu did is not only did he bring his name Yaakov, Yud Akev, not only did he bring the Yud into the Akev, Yaakov Avinu wanted to elevate the Akev to the Yud. Meaning, the lowest level of world, which is diversity, he wanted to elevate to the level Yud, meaning to the level of Bittul. So what did Yaakov want to do? Yaakov Avinu wanted to take the pluralism, diversity of world, and make it into one elukus, everything batul talshi, like it is up there in the spiritual realm. Just like in Atzilus, there's seichel and midas, but the seichel and midas are batul to Hashem. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to do the same thing down here, make the world batul to Hashem, and therefore he put it around his head. Because head represents seichel. He wanted to elevate the stones to the level of chachma, to the level of bittul, to the level of oneness with Hashem. And then he says, Zayach kachva yosem esem matseva. And then he made, from this one rock, he made a monument. What's a monument? A monument is eis vav, is the letter vav. Because a monument is from up to down. Yeah, a monument is not a flat one. A monument is an upright one. So that's the letter Vav. And he brought the Yud into the level of Vav. There's a slab, she's b'chinas chochme ilol lamata. To bring the level of chochme down. In Torah mitzvahs, or like it's known, temunas eis Vav. In Sefer Torah, what's a letter Vav? When you write a letter Vav, you're writing actually a Yud on top, and you just continue the line down. A Vav is a continued Yud. That's why halachically it's a problem. Sometimes you make a Yud look too long, then it has a din of a Vav. But that's what a Vav is, an extended Yud.
Comes in the level of chokhma,
comes down into physical things. Okay, so what did Yaakov Avinu do? He made it into chokhma. He elevated Akev into Yud, into chokhma. Now he wanted to bring down this level of kedusha into the world. So he made a matseva. What's a matseva? The letter Vav. Right? It's like a column. So he brought down this level of Bittul now into the world. And then he did, what did he do after that? He took Shemin al Reisha. He poured oil on the head of this monument. Pir Shemin is the level of Chochmi Lo. Like it says, Shemin Mishchas Chedesh. What did he accomplish by pouring oil on the monument? Liyaz Gila B'chinus Chochmi Lo Mamish. Lematom. To bring down, what happens when you pour oil on the head? When you pour oil on the top of the monument, the oil comes down, right? Normally, it comes down. That means he took Shemin Ilah, which is the level of Chochma, because Shemin is, because Shemin Mishchas Kedesh, Shemin is the level of Chochma, Bittul, and therefore Shemin, and this Matzeva, he poured the oil that it should come down, meaning bringing the level of Chochma all the way down to the bottom, in the level of Matseva, which is Teira Mitzvah Shemul Bashil Mamata Bidvarim Gashmi, which represents the level of Teira. What is Teira? Teira is the wisdom of Hashem, Chochma, coming into physical objects. That's what Teira is all about, physicality. So what's Teira? So what did Yaakov Avinu do? Yaakov Pashit over here wanted in this dream of his, and what he did after the dream with the stone, he actually wanted to elevate the world to a level of Hashem. He wanted then to bring down the level of Elokus into the world. So he made, from the one stone, he made it a matseva.
and then he poured oil on its top, on the top of it, to bring down the level of Elokus all the way down. And it comes into Gashmiyasika, things that got machlit, part of a chamor, or kashu apostle, im kozan, nevertheless. What Yaakov Avinu wanted to do is to make physical objects down here the same level of Kedusha, meaning the same level of Bittul that they are in the spiritual realms of Atzilus. In other words, Hashem created the physical objects, revealing the infinite level of Hashem through letters. But initially, basically, what is this physical object? This physical object is the infinite level of Hashem keeping it in existence through the levels of speech, through words, through letters. But in essence, it's really the essence of Hashem. It's just covered over with the tzimtzum, right? You can't have the infinite level of Hashem, so Hashem concealed it and concealed and concealed it. But what's in it? After all the concealment, bottom line, what's in it? The essence of Hashem. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to elevate the world by removing the various coverings one after another until he was able to elevate what he wanted and what he did on his level to elevate the world to a level of Kedusha.
Same with
Esau? Huh?
You want to do the same with Esau?
That's when he went to Esau. That's the next maimer we learned when he sent the trace of animals. He sent a tray for animals also. It's very interesting. All these guys are all interested in elevating Esau. Yitzchak Lirulint wanted to best bless Esau because he wanted to elevate him. Yeah? Yaakov now wanted to elevate Esau. And then he wanted to elevate Lavan. And he wanted to do all these things. Because just like we learned, Esau is super high. Teum. Chor, the firstborn. Lavan. Again, Lavan. Means white, purity. Lavan, Chassidus explains, in Kabbalah explains, Levin HaElyon is the highest level of purity. But when it came down very, very far. The higher the thing, the lower it falls. Why did Yaakov Avinu have to go to Lavan's house to build the Jewish nation? He couldn't do it in Eretz Yisrael. He could have taken his wife and kids and go home. Or his wife, and then he would have the kids in Israel. Why do you have to stay by Lavan? Because Aved of Yaakov Avinu was to elevate Lavan. What did he did? What did he do? Like Lavan's kid said to him, "You became rich. Mikol Asher Avinu, from everything with our father owned, you took it all." When Yaakov prospered and became very wealthy, in the parsha, right? So what happens? Yaakov Avinu, what's the Torah telling us? Yaakov Avinu elevated all the sparks of kedusha that existed by Lavan. And he had to do it by Lavan's house. Because the Jewish nation had to be built in Lavan's house, except Binyamin. It had to be built in Lavan's house because only by elevating the lowest levels do you reveal the highest levels. So what was Yaakov Avinu's Aveda Yud Akev? He was to elevate Esav into Lavan and all those things. That was his Aveda.
Lavan remained idol worship.
Yeah. He elevated his properties, he elevated not himself personally. Lavan didn't change. According to one medrash, Lavan was Bilam, or Bilam's grandfather, two different medrashim.
Did Yaakov Avinu know these things?
Sure, he knew these things. Yeah.
Did he really actually saw that I am elevating this, or he just went through the motion?
Me and you, when we make a brach and we elevate something, we don't see it. Yaakov Avinu saw it. Yaakov Avinu is a great man. Yaakov Avinu realized what he did.
And it's interesting that the both of them, Yitzchak and Yaakov, went to Lavan.
Right.
There were no other families, no other people.
Well, there were Canaan, but Canaan were cursed people, and Lavan wasn't.
But other.
Yishmael. They had to elevate the klipa of Lavan. The Medrash says that Rivka was Shoshana ben Achaychem. Rivka was the rose amongst the thorn bushes. It was all around Lavan, Besua, all the thorns, all the evil things, and she was the rose. What?
So
know, we say that before, once matter is at matter Torah is when the physical and the spiritual
all merged
and so on. So it seems here, if this is before matter Torah, it seems like he's actually doing that before matter Torah.
Yeah, but he didn't know. Like we mentioned last night, when Yaakov Avinu played with the colored sticks, yeah, it was actually the same revelation of putting on tefillin. The difference is that the sticks didn't become holy. Sticks didn't become holy. Well, now we make it because it was before Matan Torah. It couldn't have happened.
So the oil became holy?
No. He made it a matzeva, but a matzeva like before Matan Torah.
The reverse work to Rabbeinu, when we put the tefillin, it's akudim. The reverse of the work.
It didn't happen by me, that's one thing I can tell you.
And that, what is it with oil, that whenever you want, they wanted to anoint anybody, anything they could use for
it. Well, that was Bechlad, not only in Yiddishkeit, and anoint my head with oil, right? Mizzled eyes. Mishanta Vashem El Reishi Kesi Ravoya. No, oil is higher than wine. Because oil is even stays on top of wine. So, in fact, the Rebbe explains in Kuntas and Yonash and Teresach Siddhis, Yayin, which numerically is 70, Yud Yud Nun, equals the numerical value of Sod, of the secrets of Teda. So, Kabbalah is called Yena Shel Teda, the wine of Teda. Siddhas, the Rebbe explains, is Shemen of Teda. Shemen is the essence. Anything that, the oil of anything, you can make oil out of anything, because when you get the essence of it, then that's oil. And that level is higher than wine. So, Siddhas is called Shemen, because Shemen, number one, it remains above everything. And at the same time, the Gemara says it makes everything oily, which is really the definition of the essence. It's above and in everything. It worked a little bit. Not perfect.